purposes. In this hour, we're going to talk about the valuation of one particular type of property. That's a life insurance policy. And we're talking about valuation for income tax purposes as well as transfer tax purposes. Why is this important? Well, as tax practitioners, we're constantly involved with transfers of policies for our clients during their lifetimes. So if you have a qualified pension plan that sells or distributes a policy to the insured participant, what's the value of that policy for income tax purposes? Or if you have an employer who distributes a key person policy to the retiring insured executive, what's the value of that policy under Section 83? Or if you have partners or shareholders who exchange policies for a cross-purchase agreement, what's the value of that policy for exchange? And if you get to the transfer tax purposes, where you're giving the policy to a family member to an islet, it's important to know the value of that policy for gift and GST tax purposes. Unfortunately, this is not a science. Some people say it's not even an art. The rules that the IRS have set up in this area are vague, and we're left with a lot of unanswered questions, as we will demonstrate to you during this presentation. You can come up with large differences of opinions of what these policies are worth for these various tax purposes. So that's why the topic is not just a bit of a tongue-in-cheek. It really zeroes in on a problem for our clients, that life insurance policy may be worth more than you think, which would be adverse to you from a tax viewpoint.